Now let's get to our TSN 1050. We've got a poll question.
What is the greatest WWE diva of all time? And Trish is blowing away the competition, 75%, followed by China at 11, and Sable and Sunny tied for third.
Yeah, it's, let's be honest, it's not close. And as we think about the WWE Hall of Fame and what she's going to experience, it's going to be just incredible. There's someone on the phone line right now. Oh, no. Good morning, welcome. Is this the Ultimate Warrior?
What was in it tonight? Was written a long time ago when Trish Stratus goes into the Hall of Fame and she goes in without me. Hogan, but it's okay because I will assume the position of spouse. And she is married to me. I will take her as my warrior bride and we will accept the victory in New York this evening in front of Vince McMahon, and there is nothing you can do about it! Hogan. And for Jerome Akinla, assuming his position in the Prince Magnus Live in Calgary! And as I say to Trish, my beautiful new wife, Hogan, we will go to Pittsburgh and we will also marry Jerome Akinla, the three of us together. And I also like Ohio State to win tonight in Indiana. And I will get you for my love, Trish Stratus, Hogan.
Ah! Oh, there it is. So let's see if we get this straight to recap before we talk to Trish. Marrying Trish, and then they'll marry Jerome McGinley in Pittsburgh, and he likes Ohio State and Indiana in March Madness. That all made sense, doesn't it? Don't we go now to our very good friend and our favorite, Trish Stratus. Good morning, Trish.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Well, I was all excited because I thought you'd be in studio, and I wore socks and...
You wore socks and everything.
Everything. I have low-fat chocolate.
Well, see, Mike, I was told you wouldn't wear socks, which is why I was not able to come in studio. And yep. Now you're wearing socks. I did not know that. I didn't get the update.
You're a yoga girl. You like feet. Don't lie.
I do. I like feet. I think they're very functional, you know? They serve good purpose. That's what I feel.
They've done you well because guess what? You're going into the Hall of Fame.
I'm going to take these 2 feet. I'm going to walk right into the Hall of Fame is what I'm going to do.
That's got to be so excited. You got to be so excited about this. This is a pretty cool event.
Oh, my God. I'm absolutely thrilled. I got the call just towards the end of the year, 2012. And, you know, it's kind of like, guess what? You'll be starting off your 2013 pretty good. Got the call and, of course, super honored, super excited. And then, of course, I got told, you know, the rest of the class that's going in, and it's going to be a huge night. I mean, it's not only, you know, the fact that it's in Madison Square Gardens at the Mecca Center of, like, the sports centers. You know, we've got Mick Foley and, I don't know, you know, Bruno Sammartino, for years, obviously, he should be in. I mean, it's like not having Wayne Gretzky in the Hockey Hall of Fame. And finally, this year, he agreed to go in. And, you know, we've got Bob Backlund and of course, Donald Trump is in the celebrity wing. So it's huge. It's a huge evening. And, and Arnold Schwarzenegger will be inducting Bruno Sammartino.
Yes, I hear that. Now,
so I think nothing bigger than, you know, besides the Warrior wedding that will take place before the Hall of Fame, it's going to be big.
Yeah, you, the Ultimate, and Jerome McGinley apparently getting married, so.
Yeah, well, we got it, you know, it's going to be a double trip. We'll go to New York, and we'll go to Pittsburgh. It'll be a good trip, though. I think that's why I wanted a honeymoon. I've always wanted a honeymoon in Pittsburgh anyway, so it works for me.
We're in conversation with Trish Stratus here on TSN 1050 and those watching Coast to Coast on TSN 2. Now, where did you get the phone call from? Like, who gives you that phone call to let you know?
It was the executive producer of WWE. His name is Kevin Dunn. He's kind of like the, you know, in the Wizard of Oz, when you go behind the curtain, there's a man behind the curtain. He's that guy. Not many people know of Kevin Dunn, but he's a good friend of mine. He's been, you know, instrumental in my career. And, yeah, it was great to get the news from him. And, of course, then the rest of the gang, you know, Stephanie and Triple H called me. And it's huge news. And it's funny because, you know, I kind of go, isn't it too soon? It feels like I just... You know, I was wrestling yesterday, but I guess I have been, I am a bit of a grizzled vet. I've been retired for 7 years now. So, I'm floored by it. It's really exciting and gearing up for the weekend now.
Here's one, there's so many tweets this morning. It's like pouring in. And here's one from Gavin said, One more match, please, Trish. Please, one more.
Well, it's the same thing I always say. I said the door is never closed, and every opportunity I approach it, like, well, is this something I haven't done before? Will I bring a new element to the industry? Is there someone I can work with that I haven't done any work with before? I love it. I love throwing down. So if the right opportunity presented itself, perhaps. Sure.
Does it seem like, the things that you do in your life, because you do a lot, you're always busy, you're always involved in something. Does it seem like it's going by too fast?
No, I think during wrestling, that was one thing that it was going by too fast. When I was wrestling, it was this rapid pace of, 300 days of the year you were traveling and not able to really enjoy, what you were creating or what you were doing. It just flew by. And I think that's when I retired, I kind of said, I want to stop and smell the roses. I want to, enjoy life and enjoy, what I've built over the years. And so now, I don't know, it's nice because a lot of it's my own businesses. It's my own pace. And really, I am getting to enjoy it, and I like it better this way.
Is family going down with you?
I have 25. My big fat Greek family's going down. I have 25 Greek members that I'm toting down to New York. So that's there's going to be a lot of us representing.
Well, that's fantastic. And look, I know you're very, very busy, but will you promise us, now that we're on national television, we would love to have you in studio.
You know what? We got to do that.
Yes.
Can we be barefoot?
We can be, we can do a lot of things bare, but I'll tell you what, if you bring that, the blanket, the rug, whatever it is that the yoga people have, we would like to see some stuff. Is that possible?
The yoga rug?
Yeah.
I'm going to bring a Snuggie.
But you don't have a Snuggie, do you?
Between you and me, yeah. I think a Snuggie would make great television. Me, you, Snuggie. I mean, what else could you ask for?
Well, it's interesting you say that because I do have a list.
Oh. Okay.
Look, congratulations on the induction. What a great ceremony for you. And you are, you're right. It's the mecca or the epicenter of where sport is in certainly North America, maybe the world. And with Arnold Schwarzenegger and Donald Trump. I mean, hey, you know what? You'd be great on The Celebrity Apprentice.
Everyone sort of said that. I guess he might ask me, so I'll have to think about that, actually.
Yeah, you'd probably say, look, I'm a big fan of yours. I've seen you for years. You're a very impressive woman. I'm very impressive, too. I think you should be on the show. You say something like that.
I think it'd go down just like that, actually, yeah.
Well, you take care, sweetheart, and thank you so much for joining us here this morning. We're, just huge fans, and we know you're very, very busy. So the fact we get to talk to you on this day, we think that's great, and we're just really happy for you.
Well, thank you, and we will see you in studio next time.
Yes, you will. Congratulations.
Thanks, you guys.